The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday. It is certainly a feel-good Friday. The vibes are high in here this morning. Let's get into it. Ari, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Scott. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to be back in the studio for another day. Great to be with you. So much to cover on the show today.
We have a massive show coming up again today.
And then this weekend's going to be huge as well.
Why?
It's just going to be a big weekend because it's the weekend. Mate.
Wait, the Knights are playing tonight.
The Tillies are playing tonight.
Yes.
There's sport galore to watch. Make sure you get out and about amongst lots of great pubs and clubs right across Newcastle and the Hunter to go and check out for sure. We've got prizes to give away as well.
I know. We've got whale watching. We've got Chicago tickets. And today, don't forget, is the last day of the Best of Newcastle competition.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
I know we just had our news bulletin right there with Jackie from your live and local newsroom. However, I've got some news as well about something local, Scott.
Okay.
I just saw it this morning, breaking news from last night. You know how I was telling you, I think it was last week, that Lazotz are unveiling their new name?
Yep.
So Lazotz in town in Newcastle, they've just released it.
I saw this last night, actually.
I'm questioning the hell out of it, though.
Why? Well, first of all, what is it?
It's called, now, Flamingos, or Flamingos Live. Obviously, it's a live music venue. It's famous for
it.
Some people used to call it a bit of a dive, but since updating it a little bit and obviously giving it a new name, a new flair, some new acts are coming, that's fantastic. But flamingos? Why?
I like it. The first thing I think of when I think of flamingos...
Is pink. I like pink.
And then secondly is Bourbon Street in Louisiana, New Orleans, not Louisiana.
Yeah,
it is Louisiana. But in New Orleans, NOLA, over in America, lots of blues vibes, lots of music vibes, lots of fun, beads, parties in the streets.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Caribbean sort of vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I think of. And if that's the vibe they're going to go for at the new Flamingos, ex-Lazotz, happy days.
You know what? If we were part of their marketing team, here's what I would do. If you think about New Orleans when you think of Flamingos and Flamingos Live, I reckon they should do like a festival, like twice a year. It's like New Orleans style, like jazz vibes, like that.
That's
like
not bad.
Like cross off half the street and do like New Orleans.
So like the Cambo Farewell Festival.
Nearly, so but American vibes.
Do the Cambo Farewell Festival twice a year. Do you know what? The Cambo Farewell Festival was a time and a half, so I can definitely get around that.
Sold.
Name change at Lazotz. Definitely worth one to go and check out. Flamingos Live, as it's now called.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie.
Morning.
I like your shirt.
Thank you so much.
For those playing along at home or in the car, she's wearing green today and I'm liking it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's one of my favourite shirts. It looks a little bit sporty, but...
You are naturally sporty, I find.
Oh, thank
you. You're sportier than Scott.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, everyone's sportier than Scott. Speaking of Scott, like he said, it is a feel-good Friday. We've got some great stories today that are actually quite... spreading some good vibes, which is good. This is what we need. It's been a rough week. Let's kick it off with a festival.
Absolutely. So in Raymond Terrace, Riverside Park, they have the Illuminate Festival returning this weekend. So kicking off tomorrow night. Yes. It's so exciting. So last year, the festival was actually washed out by a superstorm.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, people were really devastated, called off at the last minute, but they've been given $50,000 in state government funding to put it towards this year.
Do you reckon also because it was called off last year, everything's going to be bigger and better and more vibrant, more exciting?
Absolutely. Yes. Bring people to the terrace.
Yes.
Definitely. And that's what council's promising. So weather permitting, obviously, there's going to be fireworks. There's extended the festival into two extra streets as well.
Oh, fantastic. Expanded. Are you going to go?
Oh, we'll see. Maybe.
You should. I reckon we should.
What time is it tomorrow? 3 till 9, isn't it?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
3 p.m. till 9 p.m. So it sounds pretty exciting. There's food stalls, so love that. There's a community parade as well and like little shops and everything. So it's going to be really good.
Fabulous.
Would be looking into public transport options. See public transport because parking is going to be a nightmare. The Tilly is also playing tonight, Jackie.
Yeah, so super exciting. Newcastle's Emily Van Egmond and Claire Wheeler are gearing up for the Matildas clash tonight against China in the pre-Olympic friendlies.
Damn, local representatives again. Mm-hmm. We're having a good year for football players, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen this all over my TikTok that the Tillies are in camp. It just looks like a vibe. I want to join the Tillies.
Why? What are they doing in camp?
It just looks like fun.
Oh.
It's just everybody's having a great time. And you know, normally, like, social media people for a lot of brands, and I might be speaking out of pocket here, but sometimes they look uncomfortable, or the footage is so uncomfortable because it's like, hang on, do that again. Let me film it.
It's forced.
It's forced. And the Tillies don't make it look forced. It is fun. It is natural. I think they literally just set up a camera and say, gals, the camera's on.
Just do what you want.
Have fun. Yeah. And everybody gets a turn. Everybody's having fun. You've obviously got the favourites in the team that everybody's really looking towards. Mm-hmm. But still, all the girls look like they're having a great time in there. And best of luck tonight. Fingers crossed we can take away the win and walk away with the jockeys.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I'll be watching.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Our story kicking about a local story. When I say local, it is Australian. You ever done a nudie run, Artie? Ari? You ever done a nudie run?
Oh, look, to be honest, I wish that I did so that I could have a cool story to tell in my old age, but no, I still haven't.
So it is alleged that apparently a bloke did a nudie run on a flight from Perth to Melbourne. He just got up and started running down the aisle, stark is absolutely butt naked, obviously heading towards the cockpit.
That was actually really good from you. Well
straight
done.
Straight off the dome, well done.
Yeah, okay.
So I've done a nudie run before, and I will
have
tell you.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, no, you are a boy, so that makes a lot of sense.
Boys trip when we were 18, 19.
There you go.
There were six of us, and we were like, are we going to do it? Are we not? Couple of nervous giggles in the background, and we turn around, and then somebody's gone. They're already running across the caravan park in Kanyama. It was wild, let me tell you. And so we all sort of jumped in on it.
Okay.
Went for a midnight What do you call it when you can swim naked?
Skinny dipping. Yeah.
Went for a midnight skinny dip, went for a midnight nudie run. Yeah, happy days. Do we condone this activity? No, we do not.
So but your whole friend group did this?
Absolutely,
right?
All of us did.
So you did it together just running through this caravan park?
Yep.
Was there anyone else around?
No. It was the middle of the night and we thought we were the biggest boys ever. We thought we were king of the world because nobody has this level of humor. Nobody is as funny as us to do it in the middle of the night while nobody is there.
I wish people were there to see this.
And I'll tell you what, it takes some nerve. Mm. One, you got to figure out what you got to do with your clothes. Two, you actually physically have to strip down.
Yes.
Now, on a plane, where do you do it? Apparently, he's ran down the aisle. This is all alleged, by the way.
Okay.
Ran down the aisle and bowled over people. Started knocking people over. Where do you go on a plane?
Hang on.
You've got nowhere to go.
If you're bowling people over, that means they would have accidentally touched you. Yep. So that would have been very awkward.
No.
I reckon he stripped down in the bathroom and then just left his clothes there and just went, woo, let's go.
So he apparently after his crash landing, the plane had to land.
Okay.
He had to be taken to hospital because he must have injured himself. And yes, he is being sentenced and charged. Obviously not behaviour that we condone, but why on earth would you do it in an enclosed space? It always gets me, right? Anything to do with, like, on a plane.
Yeah.
If you're not good at customer service, for example, why would you want to be a flight attendant? Why would you lock yourself in a container at 35,000 feet where you cannot escape people if you're no good at customer service?
Well, for example,
if you find yourself unable to do something, or like this bloke allegedly unable to get out of the situation, he's obviously going to be caught. Why would you put yourself in that? It's not like it's a surprise when you think about what's going to happen on an airplane. It's the same thing every time.
It's a story to tell the grandkids.
Yeah, but not a very good one, particularly not if you're ending up behind prison bars for it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
May 31 today, so we're going to have a look at what happened on this day. Going to start with a quick ancient history snapshot for you, Scotty. May 31 in 1279 BC is Ramses II, also known as Ramses the Great. He becomes pharaoh of ancient Egypt for the 19th dynasty.
Just a couple of days ago, that was.
Literally, yeah.
Not really that long ago. Not hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Look, goes to show, perks my personality. I love me some history for no reason.
I'm not a history person. Just throw that out there.
Really?
I tried to be that history guy. I bought the big Greek mythology and ancient Egypt books. I tried to study modern history.
Well done.
And then got to the end of school and went, thank God that's over.
Ancient history rules. It is so much better than modern history. I'm just saying.
No, thank you.
Nerdy time. All right, let's move away from that. Let's go closer to our time. This day in 2004, we had this.
I solemnly swear that I am up to no good.
Yes, thank you, Weasley Brothers. That was Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. The third film is actually released in UK cinemas on this day.
How do you rate it in terms of the 8 Harry Potter films?
Number 3?
Yeah.
Is actually my favourite.
Wrong. No.
Why?
No.
Number 4's got, number 1's good, number 2's great. Oh, no.
You can't say you like all of them. No offence, citizen, in this studio. No, thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, well, number 3 is definitely one of my favourites. So it's 20 years old today. So happy birthday to Harry Potter 3. Now, this day in 2019, a few years later, former Twilight star Robert Pattinson, he was announced as the new Batman.
Oh, he's up there with the best. He's not as good as Christian Bale, but he's up there with the best.
I think he's fantastic. He really suits that role. He did a great job. Moving on to birthdays now, though. Sticking in the realm of actors, actor Clint Eastwood on May 31. He's 93 today.
93?
He's an old codger.
I recently watched Back to the Future, and in Back to the Future 3, where Marty McFly says that he's Clint Eastwood, I was still cackling at that. And the fact that nobody could call him his actual name. In the first movie, they were calling him Calvin Klein because that was what was on his underwear.
Oh.
And then in the third movie, they're calling him Clint Eastwood. I love, because that's what he told him to call him.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love the fact that that's the name that he went with. And it you could picture Clint Eastwood in the Western scenes from Back to the Future 3.
Mm. 100%
you could.
Yeah, honestly, he's one of the best actors ever. Sticking in line with that, though, known for playing Alexander and in SWAT and Banshees of Inisherin, Colin Farrell is 47 today, while singer Normani turns 27. And perfect for the end of the week, May 31 is actually Smile Day. So flash those pearly whites.
World Smile Day. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after 7:30 because a TikTok trend that's going around, Ari and I could work on our modelling skills. Maybe. And we'll chat about that because this TikTok trend has got us ready to take on the runway. That is on this day for May 31.
UFM.
The Novos.
Ari, we've got to get some stuff off our chest.
Yes, can we actually, please?
Things,
I'm frustrated.
Things that are grinding our gears for a feel-good Friday. Here's the safe space where you can open up. What's annoying you, Ari?
Well, this one actually you know about, Scott, because I have briefly mentioned it this week. I've been struggling to get an appointment with a female doctor.
Oh, now, that's rough.
Look, whether or not you're female, male, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Trying to get into a doctor is obviously hard enough as it is, and I know that we do have some wonderful doctors in our region, and I'm not negating that, but the fact is, when you need to go and see a doctor for certain reasons, whatever it is, especially if you've got some specific womanly functions that need a bit of help, you know, I tried to get into a lady doctor yesterday. I got there, had to wait over 2 hours to actually see her for my booked appointment because there were people in front of me and I'm like, I've actually booked this appointment. I don't have time to go and see you now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, not on.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, well, now I have to rebook and now I have to find somewhere else to go. And it's a stressful time at the moment. So I'm just, I needed to get that off my chest.
We need more bulk billing in the Hunter as well.
Yeah, I think so.
I shouldn't have to. I hate paying.
Don't
we all? Because I've got a sniffle. I hate paying just to go and get something that I can't buy over the counter because
like
I've got
script
a sniffle.
A script or anything,
or you're paying through the nose. It's an absolute no from me. Ari, what's really got my goat this week is a lot of chat about reality TV. What shows are getting cut? What shows are staying?
Okay.
There's a lot of chitter-chatter around the block, whether it's coming, going. Gladiator's been cut. MAFS has been renewed, of course. The Bachelor's out.
Oh, no, devastated.
When it comes to reality TV, the thing that's getting you worked up, I strongly believe that if you are a singer, you should not be allowed to go on a talent show.
So is this like Australia's Got Talent?
Yeah, so if you've got a show like Australia's Got Talent,
yeah.
I'm not negating that singing is a great talent. Singing is an exceptional talent.
But we have Australian Idol and X Factor and The Voice.
And The Voice. You have so many options, and I'm sick of seeing singers win talent shows when there are people with talents that aren't able to be displayed and demonstrated in any other way on commercial television. coming in second, third, fourth, fifth down the line when a singer who's tried every avenue to get that rise to fame through The Voice, Australian Idol,
even
X Factor, YouTube, all of that. I think that that should be a hard and fast rule. Leave the talent shows for the comedians, the jugglers,
dancers.
The dancers, the actors, any talent you can think of, but not the singers. They've got their own segments and they do great. Let the other talents shine for a hot minute.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Turning into Newcastle CBD yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I took myself to the Happy Wombat, which is along Hunter Street there, just that lovely little cafe. I hadn't been there in years anyway. Yeah. So I was sitting there, people watching, whatever, ordering myself a coffee. I did mention how much I've been enjoying the QR code ordering system of late.
Oh.
I've completely changed my mind.
You don't like it anymore?
No. Ooh. So I was ordering just a latte, just a regular latte, and then I'm like, you know what, I feel like a chai. And then there wasn't really a chai drink option, so you had to add like a syrupy type thing to it. Anyway, so...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know, but like the way that the ordering system was working, I'm like, it's just so much easier to walk up to the counter and be like, hey, can I just have like a dirty chai or a chai latte or something like that? And cool. They're like, yeah. So this lovely lady, the waitress, had to come up to me after I put my order through and she goes, hey, is this just like a dirty chai? Is that actually what you wanted or do you want like actual syrup? I'm like, I just want a dirty chai. And she goes, right, okay, no worries. Like, cut out the middleman. We could have just went up to the counter and just ordered straight from there and that this wouldn't have happened. Like, frustrating.
You feel sorry for people in, like, working in hospitalities. They must have to deal with, trying to deal with the tech, trying to deal with everybody's got a different preference and a different way that they want it done. I mean, and you can't assume anything.
No.
So a good thing for her that she's come up to you and said, hey, what's the go?
Yeah.
So imagine if you got served the wrong thing and the next thing you know, there's negative reviews flooding in left and right.
Well, look, she did the absolute right thing and I really appreciate it, but at the same time, QR code systems need to be a little bit smarter. I just want a simple, dirty chai. I don't want syrupy stuff.
Wow, someone's passionate this morning.
Sorry.
Wow, somebody needs to go and get their own coffee here.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Every now and then, a story so ridiculous shows up and you go, there's no way that would happen.
I love these type of stories.
Absolutely not. It's the stuff of, I want to say it's the stuff of nightmares.
Or fiction.
Or fiction.
Okay.
Like you could write a Netflix show about this. The short version of events is a woman in the States adopted a dog. Amazing. She went to a pet organization, adopted a dog, loved it. They grew a bond. She paid for it. Happy days.
Wonderful.
Dog got sick.
Oh.
Took the dog to the vet.
Are you going to make me cry?
Maybe.
Oh.
Took the dog to the vet where the vet said that, hey, look, this issue is pretty bad.
Oh.
I think the best and the most humane thing to do is put the dog down, which is a very common thing.
But it's also a very hard call to make.
Very, very hard call to make. But speaking to the professionals, they said that this is the best course of action for the dog. And you go, you are the dog's best interest at heart. I've been in that situation before with the family putting a dog down. It's rough.
Mm.
It is torturous and heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
Still, sometimes it is the most humane thing to do if push comes to shove.
Yeah.
So she pays the $15. Now, that's important. Pays the $15 to put the dog down.
That's pretty cheap, actually.
So then she waited a year and thought, you know what? I needed time to recover. I need time to get over and grieve.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No questions there. Decides to jump back on the adoption site's website.
Okay.
And her dog has been relisted.
Oh.
The same dog. They never put it down.
How?
They stole the dog off her.
Wait, did they just... What was the thoughts behind this?
So
was it like, oh, this is such a rare breed, we can make some money off this?
Apparently what's happened is she's taken the dog to the vet and one person has said, yes, the dog needs to be put down. Another person has said, don't be silly, the dog is not in a state to be put down.
What
so the dog was not put down. It was given back to the animal shelter after she left. Now, apparently, the policy for this particular vet is that you're not allowed to be in the room while the dog or any animal is being put down. That's the policy. And again, having done it before, it's rough.
Yeah.
It is rough. It is hard being in that room and watching something that you love
Well, if that's their policy that you can't watch it happen, then I think that's more than respectable.
But it now makes you question, was that their policy or is this a potential scam? So apparently this dog, she recognised the markings on it because it had something that looked similar to a play or whatever that she liked. She recognised that that was her dog. Oh, as some dogs do, they have markings and colours.
Yep.
She's gone on and found that this dog actually has not been put down, has been given back to the adoption shelter and again is up for adoption. Wild. There is no way that would happen.
I would go sue. That is my answer for everything this week. I would sue them.
Apparently, she's gone up to them and said, like, I want my dog back. And they said, no, you're not having your dog back. So, again, whether it's got
my
to do
dog,
with animal
idiots.
Cruelty, who knows, or anything like that. We don't know the circumstances. But to lie to this woman and say that we've put down your dog and then put it back up for readoption is ludicrous.
And after the whole grieving process,
you tortured
the woman.
You can't wait a year and then list it again.
You know what? Make the veterinary clinic pay for your therapy bills.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Well,
somehow.
I think you should.
They're in the business of making money, not spending money on therapy.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're talking What's the Goss, Ari? All the latest news and celebrity headlines you need to know. We'll start with yourself this morning. It goes there. We describe a story.
Yep.
And the other person has to try and guess the celebrities we're talking about.
Absolutely.
So play along in the car as well.
Now, there's a person going around in the headlines at the moment talking about an interesting, I guess, iconic moment in time that he's photographed. Who am I talking about that he's photographed?
A moment in time that he's photographed.
Yeah, that he says is the worst thing in the world.
Oh, I don't know. I want to say Tom Hanks again.
What's that? Leave Tom
every
Hanks
answer is Tom
alone.
Hanks. One day I'll be right.
You know, you've got Tom Hanks on the brain. No, I'm talking about a royal photographer who's saying that Harry and Meghan's wedding was so miserable, it was the worst he's ever photographed.
Really?
Now, he's been in the, I guess, royal photographer sphere since like the 70s.
Oh, okay.
And
so he knows a wedding or two.
He does. He's photographed quite a few, even the lower level royals' weddings. So he was one of the many photographers there, and he's one of the top tier. In the 2018 wedding that took place at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, the Edwards and the other photographers had to stay far away from the action of Harry and Meghan's wedding, relying on longer lenses to capture any moments. He also did say that they wouldn't actually look near the press. They would always move their heads away purposely. Well, this is alleged. But from his perspective, he's saying that it was so awful. They couldn't get close to anywhere that they needed to be, where the usual press areas were. And it was just the most miserable, boring day ever.
I didn't watch the first royal wedding, Catherine and Will. I didn't watch that. Because,
I did.
Because it was everywhere. And I wanted to be that guy that said, you know what?
I'm
taking a stand. Because 7, 9 and 10 are showing it, I'm going to watch something on ABC or whatever. I was that guy. And then when it came time for Harry and Meghan's wedding, I was like, yeah, right, I should have actually watched the one that mattered, like the future king. I should have watched that.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. There's a lot of photographers that have been up in arms about the 2018 wedding.
Mm.
They're just like, yeah, not having it. It was boring and miserable.
And then looking ahead at what actually happened with Harry and Meghan and the royal family, is anybody surprised?
Yeah, thank
Nobody's
you.
Surprised at all.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Ari, two of Hollywood's biggest names have stripped down for a hot, intimate scene.
Bounce, bounce, wow!
In a new show that's coming to, I do believe it's Netflix.
Oh, a new Netflix show. Well, it's not Bridgerton, so two Hollywood stars. Is it Ewan McGregor and Anne Hathaway? I don't know.
Do you know, it's funny that you mentioned Anne Hathaway, because Anne Hathaway was in that movie recently where she was an older woman with a younger guy.
Yeah,
Nicholas
Galitzine, The Idea of You.
Was that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. It's very good.
Well,
it's kind of steamy as well.
Similar concept with this one. It is, I kid you not, Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron.
Oh, they're starring alongside, is it Joey King, I believe? She's a good actress too.
Look, I don't want to be that guy. I can't picture them two in an intimate scene together. I just can't.
I've actually seen the trailer for this. It looks kind of weird.
But
Nicole Kidman and Zac, nah.
age is just a number when you get up in age, of course. But again, she's 56, he's 36, 20-year age difference.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
Just what I associate Nicole Kidman with and Zac Efron with, I'm still thinking High School Musical.
Yeah,
and to be honest, it's a bit weird to me. I'm a bit grossed out by it, to be honest.
The Novos, Clickbait Roulette.
Yeah, this is it. This is now we're going to play Clickbait Roulette. We give you three news headlines. Two are real, one is fake. If you can guess what the false one is, you're going to walk away with a prize this morning for your Feel Good Friday. A
couple of tickets to go and see Chicago when it comes to Sydney on the 9th of June. Debbie's in Raymond Terrace. Morning, Debbie. Happy Feel Good Friday.
Good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we are fantastic. Thriving today. You ready to get into Clickbait Roulette?
Sure, why not?
Wonderful. Ari, take it away.
Okay, Debbie, your first headline for today is a South Carolina woman said a superstition about itchy hands led her to winning a $30,000 prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket. That's your first one. Your second headline is a man zooms into court hearing for driving with a suspended license while behind the wheel. And then a third headline for this morning. A group of teenagers are facing bans and issued fines after storming Suncorp Stadium during an NRL game. So just a quick recap for you, Debbie. The South Carolina woman had a superstition about itchy hands. Then she won $30,000 on a scratch it. A man zooms into court hearing for driving with a suspended license. And then also a group of teenagers facing bans and fines for storming Suncorp Stadium. So which one do you think is false out of those three?
Debbie, I'm here to help you as well. What do you reckon?
Oh, look, it's a total guess. I don't know. Is it the... maybe the itchy hands?
The itchy hands.
Do you believe in superstitions, Debbie?
Yes, people do get a bit superstitious.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
What about pitch invaders? People running onto the pitch.
Yeah, people do that.
People do that. People do. Yeah, it has happened, but have they done it? And what about the guy driving? He zoomed in. Can you believe this? Would somebody zoom in to a court case when they have a driving suspension on Zoom, on the phone, telling the judge, hey, I'm up on this charge and I'm on my phone driving right now?
Yeah, when he's supposed to be suspended.
As if that would happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's true. All right, Debbie, we need an answer. What are you going with?
Oh, I don't know. Go the itchy hands.
Itchy hands. We're locking it in, Eddie. Ari, what do we got?
Okay. So I can confirm that one of the real headlines is that the man is actually on Zoom in court while he's driving. That's a true one. So you're okay here, Debbie. But I can also confirm that the group of teenagers facing bans from an NRL game is actually the false one. So the superstition about itchy hands is real. Debbie.
Debbie, she's made it hard this morning. Over the last weekend on the Central Coast, pitch invaders everywhere running on when the Central Coast won. I would have thought that would have been it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to rub my hands over the cabinet at my local newsagent.
I think that's the way to go.
UFM. De Novos.
Bit of a, I guess, personal issue, I would find, but I'm seeing that it's not just me that's going through this. So locally on Newcastle Reddit, there has been multiple posts recently about people checking in to say, oh, hey guys, do you know of any social groups I could join? Like, I'm an adult, I'm in my 20s or my 30s or something, trying to find new groups to connect with and make more friends because, you know, at the moment it's a little bit difficult to make friends as an adult. Similarly, though, there's a new movie that's coming out on Binge very soon. It's got Dakota Johnson in it. She's wonderful, but she's playing this character who seems to have trouble herself maintaining adult friendships as well and navigating intricate and really rarely portrayed complexities of adult friendships. And that's what I want to dive into at the moment, Scott. We're both well into our adulthood. And I don't know about you, but friend groups tend to change all the time. And the amount of friends that you have based on what you're doing in your life at the moment or how many you can maintain all at once, friendships and the amount of friendships that you can have always change. And making friends is really hard.
Yeah, huge. For someone who, myself, I'm from Sydney.
Yep.
And I've moved to Newcastle. I've been very fortunate to meet people through work and through other social avenues. But 100% I understand that it's not that easy for some people. And friendship groups are constantly changing. If you're new to Newcastle and the Hunter, if you weren't born here or you didn't go to school here, a lot of friendships come from your school and university and educational circles.
They do, yes.
And if you're not part of that, if you've moved here for whatever reason, it can be tough.
It can be, yes.
As a general rule, I think everyone right across Newcastle and the Hunter is friendly. Like, it's not a club or an exclusion that, oh, you're not from here. I don't think, and I haven't experienced that at all. There are a lot of avenues for people to go down in terms of social sport, recreational groups. There's run clubs. There's dating options if you're looking for somebody to date. Like, there's a big dating scene in Newcastle as well. That it is a platform to make friends, but I think it's important to recognise that, yeah, it can be hard.
And it is interesting that you mention the type of people that belong here in our region, because I've lived in a couple of different places myself as well. For example, I've lived in Canberra and Mudgee and Wollongong and things. I have found that I've now made more friends since coming back to Newcastle in the past 6-7 months than what I have in the past 8 years living away from home. It's like, and like you say, it's been easier to make friendships through your work. Like, for example, being here at UFM, I've made a great bunch of new friends. But the thing is, when I was working, down in Wollongong and in Canberra, especially those hubs, the type of people down there can be quite a different flavour, and they are usually more set in their ways and don't want to expand their own friendship circles. So that's what I'm finding the most difficult, is it depends on the area that you live in, depending on the type of people that there are, the harder it is, it can actually, you know, be to make friendships.
And life gets in the way. Like, yeah. I know, trying to maintain my friendships that I have with some circles in Sydney, yeah, it's tough. It's right. tough because you are the person that left, you are the person that has moved on or is trying something new in their life. And, yeah, sometimes it does feel a little bit alienating when you go and hang out with them and go, I actually had no idea what was going on in your lives. Like, you can keep up to date with Messenger and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, but if you're not sitting down for beers with them on a regular basis, yeah,
are you even friends?
It can feel a bit alienating. I think it's important to recognise that we do get a lot of people moving to Newcastle and the Hunter, and why wouldn't we? What a spot to live.
It's pretty good.
What a spot to live, and that there is so many options out there to look into. Reddit is a platform that a lot of people turn to ask, hey, what options and what facilities are there available in the area?
Yeah.
There is heaps and heaps available. There is no need to feel like you're alone. Yeah. There is plenty of help and options available right across Newcastle and the Hunter. And people are friendly. People want to be your friend.
Exactly.
So if you are feeling a little bit alienated and you want to be more friendly and improve your social circles,
join some groups.
There's ample room right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Take the plunge, because it certainly is worth it.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
And Ari, the motivation of some people, it really, like, it astounds me.
Yeah, okay,
tell me why. It astounds me how some people can wake up in the morning and go, you know what, I'm going to set my mind to this and I'm going to do it. People like Ned Brockman, who ran across Australia. There were some brothers that...
Oh, him.
There are people that ran across Australia recently, or they set these incredible world records. Sarah Thomas swims across the English Channel. That was only about 5 years ago, consecutively four times. Like, wild. Wild, wild stories. Then you had the hardest geezer that ran the length of Africa, the English bloke, recently.
Crazy stuff.
I seen a bloke on TikTok. He's doing a series riding his bike from the UK to Australia.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but there's quite a bit of body of water between the UK and this country.
Yeah, but get on a boat, get on a plane, get
What's
on something.
What's he going to do? He's going to Jesus-fy himself, is he? And
maybe
just ride on
right
water?
Across the water. Well, he's got it all planned out, and it's funny. So he's documenting the whole thing on his TikTok series. He's amassing a whole heap of views as well. So full credit to him and good luck. By the looks of it, he's just doing it for fun. Now, does that sound like fun to me? It does not.
No, it doesn't, considering I can't even ride a bike properly, but you should keep us updated.
We'll delve into that another day, that you can't ride a bike. But he's laid out a map of where he wants to go, and the funniest thing I found is he goes, this is the map that I want to take, which is travelling through lots of Europe and Central Asia and the Middle East, and then finally coming down through, like, Bali and then into Australia.
Uh-huh.
And then he's coming in the top end, he's coming in the Northern Territory, heading right across to the East Coast, doing a big loop, and then wrapping up in Perth. That's his plan.
Oh dear.
So that's the map he wants to do, and then he goes, here's the map that my mum wants me to do.
Around the block.
It's literally around the block. And it's cutting out a whole heap of countries that may be having some international disputes at the moment. And he's like, nah, I'll be fine. The kicker was, though, he got less than a day away from home. He opened his bag and said, where's my passport?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, Mum, where's my sandwich?
Nah, he left his passport, so Mum had to drive his passport to him, which is absolutely wild. But full credit to him. You want to ride your bike from England to Australia? Godspeed. Godspeed indeed.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
That's right. We've certainly got a great lineup of things for you for the weekend. Let's start off with today, Scott. Friday, the 31st of May, last day of, what are we calling it, autumn?
Autumn.
Yeah, first day of winter tomorrow.
What else would you call it? If you call it fall,
the good season.
Get out. Get
no,
out.
No. Autumn is the good season. It's my favourite, but it's coming to an end. All right, so today, Divas on the Green is on at Merriweather Golf Club from 10 a.m. Networking event for women, including some golf, some champers, and, of course, fundraising for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter and the Hunter Breast Cancer Foundation. Also coming up tonight, the Newcastle Knights. At 8 p.m. at McDonald Jones Stadium against the Bulldogs. If you don't have your tickets yet, what are you doing? Get some and go. Tomorrow, we're kicking it off with Lake Mac Dobell Festival. It starts tomorrow, runs for the month of June. Range of events around Lake Macquarie, including workshops, art, exhibitions, presentations, all celebrating the life of William Dobell and his work. Also coming up tomorrow night is Romeo and Juliet, the ballet, presented by The Big Live in Civic Theatre. It's happening as well. Flow Dance and Poetry Night in the Q Building at University of Newcastle along Honeysuckle Drive at 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow, bringing together emerging and established dancers as well as moving through the world of spoken poetry, topped off with a DJ as well. Coming up as well, if you don't already know, it's in our bulletins as well, Illuminate Raymond Terrace 3 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night at Riverside Park. Lights, fireworks, food and entertainment. Wrapping things up as well with Sunday Wildlife Sunrise Breakfasts at the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park in Nulkebar from 8 a.m. and, of course, the Perfect Plate competition at Newcastle Cruising Yacht Club in Wickham on Sunday as well in a couple of weeks.
It's supposed to be wet this weekend, so
yes,
make sure you've got your brollies and you've got your rain jackets as well. The rain's meant to be starting this afternoon and into this evening. Only tops of 16, 17 for your Saturday, Sunday. That rain is going to be about, so look for some indoor activities while you're at it. Don't forget the Tillies are playing tonight as well. Go out to the local pubs, bars, scene. You can check out the game there and go the Tillies as well as the Knights playing this weekend.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Today, the 31st of May, Ari, it is National International Smile Day.
Show the pearly white.
Absolutely. Well, it begs the question, do you show your teeth when you smile?
Generally, I do.
I do. I'm an open mouth smiler.
Yes, you are.
A lot of people are. Okay, we were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, it's a humble discussion.
And Joel, for the only live and local drive home in Newcastle, told me, yeah, your smile is too much. And I was like, excuse me?
It's a happy smile.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
He's like, you sit there, like most people just smile and show a little bit of teeth. You go the full gape and mouth full, like fish, teeth are on display. You can see the roof of your mouth. I'm like, it's just how I smile, brother.
You are the real version of Luna Park.
I don't know how to feel about that.
But like I said before, like, you're a happy smiler. You look very, pleased with yourself.
Yeah, we try. We really do to look good in our smiles. They've come out with a list of the top 10 best smiles in Hollywood. Gwen Stefani, Tom Hiddleston, Halle Berry, Emma Watson, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, beautiful.
They all make the cut. I think that the best in Hollywood have got to be Voldemort. From that scene in Harry Potter where he's laughing. That's just an absolute classic. And the Joker, of course.
Oh, terrifying.
Heath Ledger's Joker. On TikTok, a trend is going around at the moment, how to get a model look with your smile.
Smile without your eyes. Raise your eyebrows. Stop smiling.
That's what you have to do. So this morning, Ari.
Wait, so I can't smile, but this is like a model smile? Is this what we're doing?
This is your model look, your Zoolander, your Blue Steel, if you will.
Oh, dear God, here we go.
So if you're playing along in the car...
Try it.
You got to smile normally, smile without your eyes.
Do you want me... Okay, yeah.
Just smile normally.
Okay.
Then raise your eyebrows, and then stop smiling. Yep, Ari, don't ever do that again.
105.3 New FM's Best of Newcastle.
You know what? This is probably the most excited I've ever been for a Best of Newcastle chat, Scott.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, out of every amazing category that we've had and some great winners, this one's going to top it off. But before we announce the next category and our last one for this three-week competition, we're going to take a look back at who won yesterday for the best brekkie.
And Joel, for your only live and local drive home, he contacted the winner.
The winner is, are you ready? It's Mads on York at Taralba. Maddie's with me. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
Super well-deserving.
Now, Taralba is actually quite an interesting place. It's growing still, and I go through there all the time when I'm on my way to Spears Point, so I'm going to have to stop by there.
Sounds like a plan. Brand new category today, voting. Open newfm.com.au for the best.
This one's a bit fun for your Friday. Best bar, pub or club. So that all wrapped up in one. Your favourite bar, pub or club. Can you think of any off the top of your head, Scott?
Exchange.
Yeah, that goes off.
Many a night at the Exchange. Many a night. Many a night I remember, many a night I don't. And I'm happy about that. I'm happy with that.
I have a couple myself. One would definitely have to be Queen's Wharf. I'm pretty partial to a bit of King Street sometimes if I want a good DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely Bartholomew's as well.
SJ's are Beaumont Street on a Tuesday night. I hear they do a very, very good trivia night as well.
Oh.
That's just quietly.
Nudge, nudge.
That's what I hear.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
What don't you use in your house anymore?
This is an interesting question.
Yeah, so my housemates are 2 weeks away from getting married.
Aww.
And naturally, which is perfectly fine, I'm not complaining. We're not on the complaining bandwagon
Didn't
here.
Didn't think you were going to, but okay.
Oh, people might jump straight in the DMs. My living room and lounge room, full of stuff for the wedding.
Yeah,
full
of
stuff for the wedding. And you love to see it. Like, that's great.
So they become like little wedding hoarders in a way.
Absolutely. They're buying a lot of stuff for themselves and, you know, fantastic. And it's not a problem to me, but they've commandeered the dining table chairs. So all across the chairs is this big, big floral display.
Yep.
And I'm assuming they're going to do something with it at the wedding. I don't know. I'll find out in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And that's great. But for the best part of the last 2 months, I'd say, I've had no dining table chairs. And you know what? It hasn't bothered me in the slightest.
But what are you sitting on?
Haven't used a dining table. I've been sitting, eating dinners on the couch. Everything is done on the couch.
As life should be.
And it makes you think that when I think of a house, and even my house growing up with my folks,
yep,
we never didn't have a dining table. If you went into somebody's house, Ari, and you looked around and went, where the hell is your dining table? That's weird.
I do find it very strange if people don't have a dining room table, though, because it's a staple.
It's a staple in a house, but begs the question, why have I got it? Why do we need it going forward if we're not going to use it? And my housemates are the same. They haven't used the dining table except for storage.
Okay.
But, like, they're not using it. I'm not using it. Clear the space, make a dance floor. Happy days. Happy days. 4967-4105. What do you have in your house that you just don't use anymore?
Oh, I definitely have a couple, but the first thing that pops into my head, I don't use pots and pans. Because, we have an air fryer and a microwave. What do you think I'm cooking everything in? What? The air fryer and the microwave.
The oven. When was the last time you used an oven?
Never.
I've been living in my house in Tysill for the last 18 months, and I reckon I can count on one hand the amount of times I've used the oven when I can just use the air fryer.
Interesting that. You're probably not the only one either.
If I walk into a house again and there's no oven, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's something you look out for. What don't you use in the house anymore? It's not something that you've bought and you just don't use anymore. What you're meant to have that you have no need for. Now, Rachel in Beresfield, you're telling us about the dining table, but you actually do something with your dining table.
Yeah, I do. So my dining table is actually very small and very compact. So it actually folds up and I can put it away. It only comes out if I want to do a puzzle or if I want to do diamond art or if we have, like, people come for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or my daughter has friends come to stay. But other times, like 99.9% of the time, it's actually folded up in its little compact case and put away.
You put away the dining table. I have genuinely never heard of that before.
No.
Hey, look, I'm not ridiculing. Fair play. But I've never heard of somebody packing up their dining table before.
Yeah, it's very interesting. All right, let's head to Cardiff now with Karen. Good morning, Karen. What don't you use? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Karen, what don't you use?
Okay, I don't use my iron.
Oh, the iron.
Oh.
Yeah, the iron.
Do you have a steamer or something?
I do have a steamer.
Yeah.
Is it better?
They're better.
Oh, so you've traded out the oven. Traded out the iron for a steamer. I love that. In Madawi, Adam. Good morning, Adam. Tell me, what don't you use in your house anymore?
Coffee mugs. I think we've got about 40 of them from at least three different moves that just make it into the cupboard, but they've never been used.
Hang on, Adam. If you're not using a coffee mug, what are you drinking out of?
I'm generally have a coffee when I get to work, so I literally don't have... I could hold Australia's biggest morning tea at our house daily, literally.
Jeez. Do you know what, Adam? It makes me think we're going down a gross road here, but it's like get rid of the toilet at home. Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. Just go on company time. Why even go at home?
Why? No, definitely not.
Ew. Stop it. This is a family show. Okay, let's wrap this up in head and greeter. Good morning, Natalie. What don't you use in your house?
This is actually my parents' house growing up, and still to this day, the front door.
Oh.
A what?
I know. We didn't think it was weird. We didn't realise until later on.
So what do you mean you don't use the front door?
They don't use the front door. The front area is normally used for storage, and if someone, and the front, they've got like a little gate thing, and it's normally locked. And if someone climbs over it and rings the front doorbell, we're all looking at, someone's at the front door. And we have to go down around the back, down to the side, going, yes, what would you like?
Wild. That is very... Again, as a household always growing up, we walked and entered through the front door all the time. Like, it was never an odd thing.
Actually, I don't think Natalie's too strange there. In my first house, we always used the back door around the screen enclosure, which was, like, where the driveway was. Yep. So, like, when we parked the car down the driveway, always used the back door. No one ever came to the front.
You know, here's an odd one for you. What's the point of a TV anymore? I have a TV in my room and I don't use it. I take it with me every house I move to and I haven't used a TV in years. I watch everything on my phone.
Brilliant.
Why do you need all this stuff in your house? Get rid of it, sell it, make some money.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And it wouldn't be a Feel Good Friday with, of course, except without this announcement from Monday. If you're listening, make sure you remember this. It's your turn to score. We're giving you the chance to win a brand new MG ZS from Hunter City Motor Group, which is worth about 25 grand just quietly. We'll be calling out names right across the workday from Monday. And if you hear yours, you have to call back within 10 minutes and 53 seconds on the dot, and you will be in the draw to win your very own MG ZS, your first chance to register when Joel broadcasts live from Mac Jones Stadium for the Knights v Bulldogs game, which is this Friday from 4 p.m. So stay tuned today, across the weekend and throughout next week. Hunter City Motor Group, 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for the details.
How good would it be to pick up a brand new car?
Oh, yes, please. I would love a new car.
Well, nothing's wrong with your car that you got at the moment.
I know, but MGs are pretty, and I feel like it's just brand spanking new.
New car smell is severely underrated.
I know.
New car smell is it. It is what you want. Jump on and register newfm.com.au for all the details as well.
Called the New FM Night Rider. Just by the way,
make sure you go check it out. All thanks to Hunter City Motor Group.
A phenomenon has occurred, Scott. And to those listening in the car and at home, you're going to want to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has seen the James Cameron phenomenon Avatar, right?
You are on Pandora.
Pandora, yeah. Yes, where the Na'vi live, all that jazz.
Where the who live?
The Na'vi. I'm a nerd, dude. So I know exactly
I'm gathering.
That's the what do they call them? The breed, the race, the whatever that
the blue people.
The blue people that live on Pandora. Anyway, something similar has occurred right in our own backyard this week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know where Swansea is. Swansea is kind of south.
Where Swansea is?
South. Okay, south of Lake Macquarie, for those who are unsure. But bioluminescence, so basically glowing water, has been spotted in the Granny Pool area on the Swansea Channel this week.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. So literally, if you look at a photo of it, I've got it right in front of me. It's literally a little shoreline, of course, where the sand is and where the water meets the sand. It's all like glowing blue, as in blue, as in James Cameron's Avatar.
So what causes bioluminescence?
Well, I do have like a little bit of an explainer here. It says that algae bloom sea sparkle events are caused by calm and warm sea conditions. The emission of light occurs when the organism is disturbed. Waves, boats, or animals moving through the ocean help to trigger the chemical reaction. So, again, it's kind of like a mixture of temperatures, the movements of waves, and, of course, like other disturbances like flora, fauna moving, or, of course, it's disturbed by the public. You know, I'm not a sciencey person, but this is just how it works. But I don't think it happens everywhere, though.
But bioluminescence is a living thing in the water.
Apparently.
It's a living organism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are found throughout marine habitats.
Yeah, organisms.
From the ocean surface to the deep ocean floor.
Yep.
Unbelievable. These
and it's
things
in the channel.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
And it comes out at night. So I'm looking at some pictures, Google images now, and I wonder if it is this bright and swansea. It's literally like somebody has gotten like a blue torch underneath the ocean and just gone, shh.
Absolutely.
And sprayed it up. That is actually pretty cool.
And the fact is, it's a natural phenomenon. So it's not like we're putting anything in the water that's going to harm any sea life or anything like that, like literally putting lights in it. But, yeah, it just naturally does it on its own.
There's islands in Southeast Asia where you pay top dollar to go and see the bioluminescence. The fact that it's in Swansea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Cambodia, I've seen it off Kerang Island. Like
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's cool. Definitely worth checking out. If you can go see it in Swansea, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
But if you
in our local area. Plus, we've got Illuminate tomorrow in Raymond Terrace.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you can't get to Swansea, go to Raymond Terrace.
That's going to be a great event as well. Illuminate, unfortunately, as we found out this morning, it was cancelled last year due to some severe weather. But this year, back bigger and better than ever. 3 till 9 tomorrow in Raymond Terrace.
More stuff to see, more things to do.
Heaps going on. I've been to one Illuminate event in the past. It was in a different suburb.
Okay.
Incredible.
I've never been.
The projections up on the sides of buildings, the displays, the atmosphere, the food trucks, the stalls. Definitely worth getting around. A great thing for Raymond Terrace. There's been a calls and a big revamp in Raymond Terrace happening in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
This is putting them on the map. Raymond Terrace, great spot. Heather Race Pies is right there. Yeah.
Free hot chocolate, just by the way. I'm letting everyone know, including my mother. She'll want to go just for the hot chocolate.
Oh, look. Shut up and take my money.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
We are done for another week, Ari.
Oh, yes. Thank God.
It's been a week, but we are done. We're out the door. Off to enjoy the weekend. A few loose ends to tie up.
Yes, of course. We've got to give away our couple of passes, actually, to go and see some whale watching. We've also got passes to go to the movies to go see Bad Boys 4. It's impressive.
A family whale watching cruise with Nova Cruises is heading along to Adam in Madawi. Nova Cruises, see the migration of magnificent whales with Nova Cruises, Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience. We've also had a look around the studio, Ari. We found 6 movie tickets to go along and check out New FM's exclusive advanced screening of Bad Boys Ride or Die at Event Cinemas Katara happening next Tuesday. We want to throw them to Natalie and Head and Greeter. Mm-hmm. Another perfect example of what we've got in our houses that we simply don't have a need for anymore.
Absolutely. She can take her friends, her family, doesn't matter. She can take whoever she wants to go see the movies.
Today's also the last day for the original Best of Newcastle.
Fantastic as well. The brand new category that we did announce around 8 a.m. was the best bar, pub or club in our wonderful region.
Jump onto the New FM website to cast your vote for the original Best of Newcastle. And we're going to get out of here. What are you planning for the weekend, Ari?
Oh, I'm going to do a movie night with a friend tomorrow night, so that'll be really good. Popcorn and cocktails.
Wonderful.
Might go to Illuminate as well.
Beautiful. That sounds like an absolute dream. Stay dry. Everybody stay safe. Look after yourselves. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat to you Monday.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.